The Sicha of Parshas Metzora in Chelek Yud Beis is a Rashi Sicha, where the Rebbe questions the Dibur HaMaschil, the opening words of Rashi, and then the Rashi's interpretation, how he derives the fact that the Metzora must do his Karbanos and service by day and not by night. And it's a beautiful explanation in how Rashi was forced, according to the simple, straightforward reading of the text, to reach the conclusion that even though the Torah says bayom, it doesn't necessarily mean day, it could have implied the whole 24 hours, and only because before that it says zois tia toiras hametzora, which are very specific things, zois tia toiras, etc., that we now know that yom means the day. And at the end, the Rebbe looks at this Rashi al derech ha-halacha and finds a very interesting practical halachic difference between Rashi's way of seeing things and the other opinions from the Gemara and Teres Kainim, etc. And then the Rebbe finishes off in a very short section, an ois tes, in the final ois of the Sicha, b'pnimis ha'inyanim, and that's what I'm going to focus on. In the deeper meaning of the text, what does Zois Tia Teres Hametzora, which is the beginning of the parsha, talk about? What does it mean? So the Rebbe quotes from Likutei Torah. The Likutei Torah on the parsha, both of Tazria and Metzora, talks about what Saras is, Alpi Ruchnius, Alpi Chassidus. And it's a very lofty idea. We're just going to try to give it some letters and osius that we can ground in our own lives. And that is that there is, in our world, what's called Nukve and Char, which we also spoke about in the Parshas Tazria Sichas. And that is the feminine energy versus the masculine energy. And the feminine energy is from below going to above, and the masculine energy is what's coming down from above to below. But in this context, the Alter Rebbe uses the difference between Torah and Tefillah. Tefillah is very much a mimata lemaila approach. And the words of Chassidus, it's ratzui, it's aspiration, it's me as a human being cleaving to Hashem, and I'm doing a service on my part, avodah shebelev, in my heart, to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah, on the other hand, is me downloading the wisdom of Hashem, and that is Hamshach Mata L'mayla, or Shuv, which means to settle the energy down. So Ratzui is me aspiring to cleave, so it's like me almost leaving my body, climbing up, and Shuv is about bringing the energy back down. It's a fundamental idea of Chassidus, that we need the balance. What happens is, at times, that a person has a Ratzui without a Shuv. A person just has the aspiration and doesn't then ground that aspiration in results. And Alter Rebbe explains in Parshas Metzora that that can lead, Rachman Litzlan, it could lead to a leakage, so be it. It could lead that the energy that we're accessing, which is Atzilus, the great levels of spirituality, that it could cause that it will not only go to the right places, but those energies could go into Klipas Noiga, which is, as we know, Klipas Noiga based on Tanya, Perek Zayin, etc. That Klipas Noiga is an intermediary Klipa. In other words, it's a gray area, and whatever comes through it can either go to a spiritual energy or to a non-spiritual energy. Like any food I eat, I could either use it for positivity by making a bracha and having it the kavana so that I could continue living and doing avodas Hashem, or I could just use it negatively. And then it goes into Shalosh Klipas HaTmeis. It comes out absolute negativity. So each person, when we have aspiration and we aspire, that energy can, which is full of intensity, can that turns into then technically Klipas Noiga and can be used either for the good or for the negative. And the only way to assure that it's good is Zois Tia Toiras. A person has to learn Torah. Because what is a Metzora? A Metzora is somebody that, according to Chassidus, allows, just like a Metzora has something on the skin, which means lesions, and it's an expression of an inner sickness. So too, a Metzorah and Ruchnius is that they allow the energy within Atzilus, the energy that they just brought into reality, to maybe leak out in unhealthy ways, just like the Metzorah's energy is leaking out in an unhealthy way. So what does a person have to do? They have to make sure to rechannel that energy in a correct place, and that is through Torah and Mitzvahs, which is specifically the idea of Shuv, bringing the energy down and grounding it in reality. And therefore, it's Torah specifically, which, as we said, is downloading the Eibishter's wisdom. It's a milmaila lamata approach. It's about bringing down an energy which makes sure that our energy that came from within us is now grounded and resulted in a healthy way. And what does a person have to do? A person has to do Zaystiya Tamarat Samatsara. They have to go to the Kayan. And what does that refer to? A Kayan is the level of Chachma. Chachma, as we know, is Bittul, Kayachma, as Perek Gimel Atani explains. In other words, when a person does this through humility, when a person comes to this approach of bringing back Torah with humility, that makes sure that the davening and the energy that they did from within going up is used correctly. Because Bittul makes sure that the whole service from Tefillah to Torah, everything is grounded in what the Eibishter wants and what Hashem wants, and not specifically what I want. I'm just going to expand on that a little more because I believe it needs a few more letters. When it comes to Avas Hashem, Chassidus says there's an idea of Yesh Misha Oyev. That means I, as an entity, am the one that loves. Yesh, there's an existence that loves. And if I'm a nothing, then who loves? Love is very much an experience where I, as an individual, I love something. It's a very much an I experience. And that's tefillah. Tefillah is a person is reaching a level of Yesh Mishav, reaching Avas Hashem. But there's the risk of it that it doesn't come with Bittul. What Torah does is it negates that Yeshus, it negates that me element within the Ava, and now it could be an Avas Hashem which has no ego because it's grounded in ultimately not what I want to feel, but rather what Hashem wants. And that's what the Shuv, the Torah does is, Yeah, you have great feelings, you have great aspirations, but what does Hashem want? And by grounding it and bringing it ultimately to Bittul, to where Hashem wants it, that's how we channel this energy correctly and we make sure that all our passions and all our aspirations are not simply physical manifestations that can be, heaven forbid, manipulated in the wrong way, but rather channeled in a way that makes this world a Dira B'Tachtonim.